Let's talk about the annual Blue Gold Bowl. It was held Saturday. What were your general impressions of the game? Did one side of the ball look obviously better than the other?
They have sort of a unique scoring system where they just count the scores at one end of the field for one team and the other for the other team. So it's kind of strange. But what we were able to see is, I think, great strides made by the defense under the new defensive coordinator, Dennis Thorell. And that is four pick sixes in a game. Now, the bad news is Racer quarterbacks threw those. But, you know, the good news is I liked what I saw from when Coach Hatcher arrived at Murray to where we are now, the fundamentals of how they tackle, how they pursue, how they're staying in their zones this past year, or in their lanes, rather, was really good. I was extremely impressed with that. Good secondary, hard hitting. I think they forced a fumble in the game as well. So that part really speaks well. And, you know, you could talk about it being against the Racer offense, but I haven't seen that the rest of the years either. And that was even, you know, without Casey Brockman at quarterback. So I was very impressed with what I saw defensively. The question marks, of course, still a little at quarterback. As you would expect, you had Casey Brockman, who was the incumbent. You didn't worry about anything for the last two or three years with Casey back there. But you're going to have some growing pains, probably a bit of a more vanilla package for whoever gets that job. But I still think when you have Jamal Berry at running back and Dwayne Brady at running back, if you had to run it a little bit more than Coach Hatcher would like early on, you could do that. But Walter Powell is a receiver. He barely played in the game, didn't really have to. They know what Walter can do. This is still going to be a really potent offensive team. How far they go will be how well they do defensively.
Scheme-wise, did you see anything to indicate changes both on offense or defense from what the Racers did last year?
Yeah, see a little more three-man front. Now, they haven't come out and said we're going to be a three-man front defensive unit, but you saw a bit more of that. And I'm not sure if that's something they're going to commit to all season long, but if it works well, if they can generate pick sixes for touchdowns at that rate, then it certainly will. But I did notice that. I didn't see the gambling that I normally saw, but again, this was a day in spring. I don't know what you'll see in the fall. It could be a totally different deal.
Were there any players in particular who stood out to you?
A couple did. One of those was Marcus Holliday, running back, Polky Harris, running back. As you might expect, Jamal Berry didn't have to get a lot of carries, neither did Dwayne Brady. Again, it's sort of a spring camp where they know what those guys can do. And Jamal had been hampered a little bit by some pink eye, so he missed some time. And Dwayne had battled through a knee injury, so neither played a ton. But the guys, Marcus Holliday, he's, you know, 5'9", redshirt freshman, had some incredible moves to get – I think he got near a touchdown. I don't think he actually got the touchdown. But also the heat that I'm seeing from Parks Frazier, quarterback, very nice. He did a good job competing with K.D. Humphreys. You also have C.J. Bennett. He is the transfer from South Alabama. He's still sort of learning things. I would put him probably behind those three. And again, defensively, you know, up front, I saw a lot of really good things. I still don't think they have that, the way we call it, the manimal, who can get back there and make passers have to get rid of it very quickly. But they seem to have very good linebackers, make tackles, blocking up the running lanes. That part of it, very good.
Any other surprises or observations from the game?
I guess the biggest surprise is the depth of the receivers. We even had a kid, Greg Coble. That may strike a bell. It's Greg Coble Jr. His dad, of course, made the shot against Michigan State, if you want to feel a little old right now, that sent the game into overtime. Well, he's, I think, was a preferred walk-on this past year. He made a touchdown catch in the game, so he looked very good. So that was good news. So a bit of a surprise. He sort of came out of nowhere. I thought, well, this is probably some sort of a courtesy deal where they're just giving me a look. But that's not the case. Very good. And also you got to see good things, as you might expect, from Brandon Wicks and, you know, Zach Ross. He made some really good plays defensively. I think he could have a huge year this season for the Racers, as well as Io Ojalola there along the defensive line as well. Those are guys who are going to have big years for the Racers to do well.
Let's switch over briefly to Racer basketball. Is there any news on that front?
The Racers did lose Eric McCree. Eric announcing, as fans probably know by now, that he would be transferring. So that leaves two scholarships open for the Racers. They'll fill one of those for sure with a JUCO player. Mayfield, too. They're under no obligation to fill both of them. But that's kind of where we stand at this point. And also, the last time I spoke with Coach Prohm, gave us a scheduling update. They always try to play one money game a year. Right now, Illinois probably the front runner there. They're also trying to get into the Diamond Head Classic. There's one slot open there. That's over Christmas in Hawaii. That's a good tournament. He told me that if he didn't get into that one, then they would just not play an exempt tournament this year.
The voice of the Racers, Neil Bradley, thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Glad to be here.